Is 10 o'clock in the AM. Let's call the roll.
Senator Hernandez.
Here.
Hernandez here. Strickland.
Here.
Strickland here. Alquist.
Here.
Alquist here. Anderson.
Here.
Anderson here. Blakeslee. De Leon. DeSaulnier. DeSaulnier here. Rubio.
Here.
Rubio here. Wolk. Wolk here.
A quorum has been established. We have one item, SB 614 Kehoe. Good morning, Senator. Please present.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate you taking the time to hear this. SB 614 is an urgency bill, members. Good morning. regarding pupil immunization, this bill provides a modest and reasonable 30-day grace period for California public school students, 7th through 12th grades, to become immunized against pertussis, commonly known as whooping cough. And I know there's a big debate on how to say it, but that's the way I say it.
Mr. Chair, I'm ready to move the bill.
Thank you.
When you're ready.
Across the state, we are seriously deficient in meeting the goals of complete immunization for this grade period. Urban, suburban, and rural areas, in addition to the public safety and health issues, stand to lose substantial state funding because the high percentage of pupils who have yet to be immunized would not be allowed to attend school. And would lose their ADA funding. Over 20 districts would lose over $100,000 per day, members. This bill helps intensify the focus on getting middle and high school students fully immunized. You recall last year over 9,000 cases in California. Unfortunately, 10 very young children died. As the students return to school and mix, chances of this contagious disease spreading increase without the immunization. And the danger is when they go back home with younger siblings, the younger children may become seriously, even fatally ill. So thank you for the motion and your consideration. I ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Is there anyone in support of the measure?
Sandy Silberstein, representing Riverside County School Districts. Just a little background. This AB 354 of last year was amended late in the session to add this requirement. So school districts really didn't have until, they had from January until May, the end of the school year, to get kids immunized. That's about 1.5 million, 3 million, excuse me, roughly 3 million kids immunized before the start of school. By May, we realized that despite efforts such as busing kids to health clinics, holding health clinics on campus, multiple robocalls and notes to parents, by May, schools were reporting half their 7th through 12th graders still weren't immunized. And we lose track of them over the summer. They're now about to come back. Most schools in the state start in August now. So they will be back in about the middle of August, and we expect thousands of kids to show up without immunization. AB 354 requires we send them home. We cannot let them in. This bill gives us a 30-day grace period to allow the kids to attend. We think it does a couple of things. It ensures immunization. If we send them home, our most at-risk kids, we will never see again. And the other concern is that they don't have access to health care, many of them, which is why many of them are not yet immunized. What we will be able to do if we keep them there is to work with parents and link them up to free vaccines that many of them will be eligible for, et cetera. The other thing to think about, too, is that, remember, without this bill, we will be sending them home. We cannot keep them. That is a health and safety issue. Telling kids you have to go home, not giving them a bus to go home on, not giving them a way to get home at the beginning of the day is a health and safety issue as well. So we think this is a good compromise, 30 days to get it done. We're going to do everything we can to get about 1.5 million kids, we estimate right now, immunized in 30 days. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Dennis Myers, California Association of School Business Officials. For the reasons that Ms. Silberstein said, the urgency is needed because school is already starting in California. Many year-round schools have started and are going to be starting in the next few weeks. Most traditional schedules start August 15th when you get back. So we really do need this bill to move quickly. And thank you for your support. Thank you for the urgency, too.
Thank you. Next.
Good morning. Edgar Sasueta on behalf of Los Angeles Unified School District. I'd also echo the comments of my colleagues. And thank you for the urgency on this issue. We had five schools start last week. We'll have approximately another 20 schools, which amounts to almost 45,000 kids before the middle of August. So we thank you for the urgency.
Thank you. Next.
I'm Bob Blattner on behalf of a number of districts, including Cajon Valley, Fresno, and Elk Grove, which starts on August 15th. Again, thanks so much for the extraordinary urgency and help from your staff and everyone else. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Next.
Michael Hulsizer here today on behalf of the California County Superintendents. They have recently surveyed their districts and health departments just in the last week, and we've got about good data. About half the counties have responded to that survey in just a few days. And just to confirm what Ms. Silberstein said, probably about 40 to 60%, that's the range we're looking at right now. We really need this bill. We think it'll help tremendously. Also, Nancy Lacoste from School Services could not be here today, but she wanted people to understand that her clients, Monterey County, Sac City, Long Beach Unified, and Clovis, all strongly support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. And is there any opposition to the measure? Seeing none, can we have Dr. Chapman, Department of Public Health, come up to perhaps ask some questions as well? Was there a question from Senator Rubio? And I'm sorry.
I'll wait.
All right, go ahead, and then I will follow. Have a follow-up question, Senator Wolk.
Well, I'm just concerned about the bill. Why, if they haven't been able to immunize the children, why will 30 days make any? What kind of difference will that make? What is the infrastructure in place to make this happen in 30 days? I don't get it.
So I think it was Dr. Ron Chapman, Director of Public Health. Appreciate the question. So as was mentioned earlier, children over the summer could, in essence, be lost, difficult to find to vaccinate. Once school starts, we'll have those 30 days to really ramp up the vaccination campaign, which has been aggressive to this point, but I think it'll give a better opportunity for the counties to have the vaccination clinic set up in partnership with all the community members.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge to get those kids immunized in 30 days, but we're going to do everything we can to do it. And I think that we will see at the end of the 30 days, we're not sure we'll get 100%, but we think we're going to get a lot closer. And having them in school and having access to those kids means that we can do more. And we're going to be partnering with our local public health officers. We're working in Riverside County with the local public health officer to find more ways to do more than we've done so far. But it is going to be a challenge.
May I add, Senator Wolk, good question. I can't emphasize enough, as the children come back to school, the opportunity to alert the families increases enormously. And I know in San Diego, they're going to be partnering with the drugstores nearby, the schools, the community clinics. I don't know if they're doing on-site immunizations, but they're looking at all that now. So they'll be able to take a really big bite out of it once they get underway. And depending on what kind of school your child is in year-round, they can be starting as early as this week. You heard Los Angeles say they've already started up some schools last week. So we really need to get going on this right now.
Okay. Did you have a statement you needed to make, Dr. Chapman, at all or not?
Very brief.
Just one other statement, Senator Wolk. San Jose Unified, for instance, is going to lose about $200,000 per day in revenue limit funding without SB 614. Those dollars will, as much as possible, be dedicated toward ensuring that the booster shots are in place. I mean, there's a huge fiscal impact on districts as well, and as you know, they're in pretty tough shape already on that one. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Hernandez. Just want to express my appreciation to the legislature last year for passing AB 354, which of course requires the whooping cough booster vaccination for children entering grades 7 through 12. As you all know, California experienced a pertussis whooping cough outbreak in 2010 with over 9,000 cases, which is the largest number reported in 63 years. Whooping cough is highly contagious, and infants are particularly vulnerable. All 10 deaths last year were in infants under 3 months old. The Department of Public Health has responded aggressively, working with our local partners and stakeholders to contain the whooping cough outbreak in 2010. Unfortunately, I'm here to report that we've been watching the data this year, and the numbers continue to increase, and there's evidence for an ongoing outbreak, with, at this point, just under 2,000 cases reported in 2011. We, as a department and with our local partners, remain vigilant and committed to promoting the vaccination campaign to all those who require the vaccination. And we do not want to repeat the outbreak that occurred in 2010. We believe that this measure will help to prevent that. And I appreciate the opportunity for testifying today. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other questions before I ask a question? First of all, Dr. Chapman, thank you for being here. Just a follow-up question from Senator Wolk. Those were some of my concerns as well. What are you doing to work with some of the local health officers to make sure that this comes to fruition and we get all the kids vaccinated? Because obviously, in the earlier statements, it was such that most of them weren't. You have the summer break. I understand that you're trying to get them back to school, because if you don't get them back, then you're going to lose them. So what are some of your other plans to make sure that this gets done?
You may know that I was the county health officer for Solano County for 6 years prior to starting the job here, so I really understand the challenges locally, the partnerships with the county health departments, with the schools, with parks and recreation, with local media. Very, very important to get the outreach to the parents and the children who need the vaccinations. We're working very closely with the California Conference of Local Health Officers, the County Health Executive Association of California. We did a survey recently to look at the readiness of the county health departments for vaccinating children. All the health departments have been very active in getting the vaccinations out. We, as the state, run the vaccination program for children, VFC. We've put out hundreds of thousands of vaccines to the local health departments, and we've created PSAs, education materials that we've shared with the health departments for them to use, as well as the schools. So I think there's a very strong partnership here. You know, we gained a lot of experience working in the pandemic H1N1, working with our locals, and we're applying a lot of the lessons learned there.
Thank you. Just one last question, then I will have Senator Alquist ask a question. How does the vaccination percentage of pertussis compare to some of the other vaccinations? Is this one at the same level, or are you having a similar problem with other vaccinations as well?
Well, this particular vaccination is required throughout childhood, you know, the 2 month, 4 month, 6 month. So it's part of a series of vaccinations. What we're talking about here is a booster vaccination. Many of the childhood vaccinations that are given don't require that childhood booster vaccination. So it's a little unique in that respect. I think compared to other vaccinations that require a booster, such as tetanus, it's along the same lines, the same levels.
Thank you. I think Senator Alquist had a question.
Thank you. I wasn't going to speak, but all of a sudden I have a question here. I will be supporting the bill. I want to be sure, though, Mr. Chapman, that having been very involved on the H1N1, that you have a total strategic plan that you share with our chair of our Senate Health Committee, because I think it needs to go beyond. I think what you're suggesting is all good, but I don't think it goes far enough, and I don't think it gives you a handle on any assurance that there will be total coverage for all children. You know, and when we're pushing this back 30 days, I mean, that's more time kids can be dying, quite frankly. And so I really think the drugstores need to be included. I think there needs to be a broader plan. I hope you will share that with our chair.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Wolf.
Just one follow-up. Let me ask you, I know you're new.
It's all right.
Does every public health department have sufficient vaccine available, Tdap, right now, today?
Again, I looked at our survey results, and from what the surveys tell us, the health departments have the vaccine they need. Now, it's really important to emphasize that under VFC, we have unlimited vaccine supply to meet demand. So as demand increases, we'll be getting the vaccine out.
Okay. And I assume there is nothing that prevents someone from the public health department from going to the school door the first day of school, and as the child goes in, they get a shot. Is that possible? I mean, is that organized? Is that what happens? we're in the middle of an epidemic.
But if I might comment, we have to have parental permission. And so that is the challenge. And remember, these are 7th through 12th graders. Mm. They don't typically show up the first day of school with their mom. Okay. And so I think the experience in LA Unified, and maybe they can talk to it, is all of these kids showed up. They had thousands of kids, and yet they had to contact parents, and they had immunizations on campus. Edgar, do you want to speak to that?
Okay. I understand that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So that is a challenge.
If you're in an epidemic, are we in an official epidemic situation? Is there not some override by public health officers on these issues? Permission? I mean, I don't know.
Question.
Maybe we ought to have that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a very good question. Again, knowing the local county health officer statutory authority, having been in that position for 6 years, even under H1N1, I cannot recall overriding the parental permission issue. We can certainly check into that.
Thank you.
If I might comment on that too, we do have access issues, and you're right. I mean, we're hearing from our public health officer, there's plenty of vaccine, but there will be distributional issues, he is telling us. He said, he came to meet with our superintendents in Riverside County, and he said, there's plenty, but we expect huge distributional issues the first few weeks of school when you all ask for it. And he also went on, he's been very helpful too, I have to tell you, the man has really stepped up, but he has said, I have 12 public health nurses for the entire county. It's 7,000 square miles, roughly the size of New Jersey. He's got 12, and he said, and I can't give you hardly any of them. So it really is falling on the schools to pay for the vaccines, to get the nurses there, to find people that can be vaccinators. And he's doing everything he can, but he does not have resources.
If I could just make an additional comment. These type of efforts are community-wide efforts, and the local healthcare system, as we experience in H1N, is very involved. I mean, children who have private insurance, in those instances, mm-hmm. can get the vaccine through their provider, and I know that a number of large systems are gearing up for that. Sure, thank you.
Any further questions from any of the members? Seeing none, we do have a motion by Senator Anderson. The chair will be supporting the measure, and this is a assembly amendment to be concurred in, and for SB 614, Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Strickland?
Aye.
Strickland, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye. Desaulniers?
Aye.
Desaulniers, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Wolk?
Thank you.
Thank you.
That vote has 8. The measure is out. That concludes the business for the day. We will adjourn.